And we're talking about bees, Marnie.
Yes, we are, because this is exciting, isn't it? This was some new news. Dutch researchers have trained bees. They're so intelligent. I've learned so much about bees today, Campo.
Yeah, well, we spoke with Councillor Paul Tully, who's a apiarist.
Yes.
The word. A beekeeper. And basically, he was telling us all about the bees. But we've got Joe Martin from the Beekeepers Association of Queensland on the line. Hey, Joe, how are you doing? Hope you're well.
Yeah. How are you?
We want to know about the sense of smell that bees have, because they're saying that bees will be able to pretty much tell whether you got COVID-19 straight away in just seconds.
Well, bees are definitely, like Marnie said, a really fascinating insect.
Aren't they?
First and foremost. But I think the best thing that we could probably do at the moment is continue with our standard level of testing at the moment. So
yeah.
Obviously it's entry-level testing. I certainly wouldn't be comfortable with having bees detect myself to see if I was positive COVID-19. But it's just this, you know, this particular study at the moment is really highlighting the popularity around honeybees and the mood changing about honeybees. And now people are really starting to appreciate that it's not just about the volume of honey production, but it's about how bees are really complementary to our way of life, really. And that's what I think the fascinating point is about this. This is one level of research that's going on about honeybees. You know, many, many years ago that there was information with regards to the US Defense Department actually conducting some tests on training honeybees to be able to identify explosives. Now, isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, absolutely. The senses of honeybees, tell us about that, Joe. They've got keen sense of eyesight as well, and vision and all sorts of things, haven't they?
Absolutely. Well, you know, eyesight and smell, they're two big keen factors. So obviously smell, when you're talking about smell, there's certain factors about honeybees that they have to be attuned to. You know, if you think about a professional load of honeybees, so I'm talking about our big scale beekeepers that run in excess of 1,000 and 2,000 honeybee hives in Queensland, so sometimes 10 to 20 truckloads of bees. You think about those beekeepers moving their beehives quietly in the nighttime, 100 hives at a time, those hives turning up at a new site in the morning and going, what on earth is going on here? We're in a new place. They have to reorientate themselves. And you think their sense of smell is really on target because they can pick their own hives of 60,000 insects out of a hive, out of 100 hives within 800 square metres.
Yeah, right.
There you go. There's the sense of smell. They can smell anything.
They don't need a little sign going, welcome home. They know where they are. They know what's going on.
Which is incredible.
Come on in.
You know, we also know that World Bee Day is next
week. Is it next week or the week after?
Yeah. And you've got something coming up as well you want to tell everyone about.
We absolutely do. So not alone will you may possibly see the Queensland State Secretary performing the Waggle Dance on World Bee Day. I'll just say that much.
The Waggle Dance.
Maybe we'll have it live on our Facebook page. But also we've actually got our Queensland Beekeepers Association Open Day coming up.
Yep.
Saturday the 5th of June 2021 at the Beenleigh State High School. So check out our Facebook page for more information. But, you know, this is a great day. We've had 5,000 new beekeeper registrations in Queensland in the past 3 years.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Absolute explosion in interest in backyard beekeeping. So I want to say to everyone, if you thought about keeping bees or even native bees,
I want to do this. Cool.
Day to come and learn a lot more about the art of beekeeping. But yeah, check out the Facebook page, guys. So
all right,
we will do. We'll pass that on.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Very
Martin. She's from Boona, by the way, Marnie, local girl from the Beekeepers Association of Queensland.
Have a great day.
Next time you guys want to talk bees,
you're our girl. That's it.
Ribbon 949.
See ya.